And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings, a very packed San Diego Landings because every boat is in the harbor in Point Loma here. And this is it, man. This is the annual Christmas Spectacular. Boy, oh boy, it's always fun. It's always good times. And we'll tell you all about it coming up back up here. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis.
Quality, dealer. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers, but Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Man, it's here, dude. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, the Christmas Spectacular. Look forward to this one all year long.
Yeah.
Today it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so Corey.
Missing Corey, yeah.
Yeah, Corey's sick, unfortunately. He's got the crud.
Yeah.
And then Brandon Bono. You know, we'll just say he's a wuss.
He's a wuss. Couldn't get up for it.
Throw him under the bus.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm full of Christmas spirit, but I got enough to talk some smack, too.
But he didn't have Christmas spirit to be here for the Christmas show.
That's
but
right.
Corey did, and he wanted to be here, but he's sick.
Flu's going around, man. It kicked the butt of a... We had a couple of guys in the shop. Darren had it really bad, but he's feeling much better and back and going now. And Nate from our shop had it. Just going around, man.
Yeah. So stay healthy out there. Yeah, for sure. But Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah,
this
guys.
Is our annual deal. Those who have been listening to the show know how the program works. It's basically your best takes.
Yeah.
So a fish story. There's been poems. There's been songs. There's been all kinds of stuff through the years. What else, Cor?
I mean, there's been recipes. There's been tips.
Yeah.
This is how I store my gear.
Right.
Just cool, like you said, cool takes. Maintenance
great
things,
knots, whatever.
Yeah, and all of the like poems and stories and songs and everything that you can imagine has happened during the
helpful
Christmas Spectacular.
Tips.
Yeah, it's just a really fun show, and sometimes it's just a matter of getting on and having fun and saying hi, and it's always crazy backed on the phones, but it's always very fun to get to talk to everybody and talk about the year that we had and what a great one this was again, and today's just a really fun time.
So, a few ground rules to throw out there. Of course, we want your phone calls.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Damn right.
Texts are okay. And we'll read some texts.
Yep.
But the ones that are going to be the stars, I promise you, are going to be the phone calls. So, but there, you never know. There may be a good text.
The Let's Talk Hookup has always been about our phone calls.
Phone calls.
You know,
yeah,
and that's
exactly
it. This show is for you. Pete, you said it for years. You know, our job is just to push the buttons and kind of keep things going. But this Let's Talk Hookup is always about our listeners, and it derives from the phone calls
right.
that we get. And text the show has become so popular. It's a great option. We love it. I'm so happy to hear that all of our listeners and people that enjoy Let's Talk Hookup love it as well. But you're right. This has been based on and is about the phone callers, and it's going to stay that way.
Right.
Texts are still going to happen, and we love reading them, and some, there's going to be some text winners, but yeah. it's all about the phone calls.
Now, JP on the phones, who mans the phones for us, thank you, JP. This is his first Christmas spectacular.
Yeah, pretty wild.
So be nice to him.
Yeah,
I can see the phone lines are already,
oh, yeah, it's already,
they're already full.
Yeah.
Keep trying. Say Merry Christmas to JP and thank him for his hard work there. You know, we're going to proceed that way. So a couple of ground rules here. Text especially got to be quick, got to be concise. Otherwise, it's not going to, it has no chance. The whatever it is, keep it clean, keep it family oriented, and also keep it concise.
Yeah.
We don't want something that goes on and on and on because you know what's going to happen?
Dude. I thought I'd warn you. I warned you.
Yeah. You're going to get the buzzer.
That's right.
So don't get the buzzer.
Yeah, you don't want the buzzer. Nobody wants the buzz.
No,
I mean, I might want to buzz one. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm ready for it. But
yeah. It's going to happen.
It's probably going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's a lot of fun, though.
And
like you said, we look forward to it all year long, and it's a fun bit of it's a fun bit of that. It's a fun bit of sharing fishing knowledge. It's a fun bit of sharing fishing stories. It's a fun bit of hearing people's creativity.
Yep.
It's just a really fun time.
Yeah, and we have some very creative listeners out there.
We do.
Sure. Yeah.
We have some very creative listeners, and we have some really killer prizes.
Go
dude.
Over them.
Yeah.
That's gnarly. Thanks to our sponsors who have been so generous to step up the bat and give us these.
I went through the list. I don't think there's – I mean, there's hardly anything under $300,
oh,
and there's a bunch of killer prizes. So let's do exactly that. Let's go down the list. We're going to start off. The very first prize is a assortment of Seaguar fluorocarbon and a bunch of Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks, plus a Bill Varney all-in-one surf fishing kit. It includes his book, the waste bait bucket, egg sinkers, swivels, hooks, leaders, hand-picked surf grubs, plus a fish ID card and the 2024 Bill Varney calendar.
Yeah, and that's not just Seaguar. It's Seaguar Gold for a carbon.
There you go.
Yeah.
The best of the best.
Stuff, the top of the line Seaguar Gold. And, of course, the assortment of Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks, ringed and non-ringed and all kinds of stuff.
Fully hooked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, fully hooked up. That's one prize. Another prize is going to be a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, and you're going to get a $125 blueprint custom reel service certificate for Cal's custom-built reels.
Yeah.
So not only are you fishing on one of the raddest boats in the fleet, you're also going to get a $125 service certificate good from the pros at Cal's custom-built reels.
That's worth over $300.
Far over. The next one, an overnight trip from any open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing. So absolutely any boat who's running open party during that week on the overnight run, you can pick and choose any overnight boat at a Fisherman's Landing on an open party trip.
Based on space availability.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
your reservations and you're in.
Yeah, you pick a boat, you're going overnight fishing on any boat at Fisherman's Landing.
That's worth $350.
More than that. Next is a pair of Costa sunglasses, one of the highest ends that we have. It's a half moon with a 580 glass lens, their highest end lens, the half moon frame, and you're going to get a Jerry Taggart chumming flag.
Yeah.
So that's a very cool prize.
$300 prize. And I got to tell you, that half moon frame, I love that half moon.
That's awesome.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
One of the new frames, yeah. And the 580 lens is their highest quality, all glass.
It's what they call their lifestyle frame.
Okay.
Line, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, next prize, a Shimano Torium 14 HG reel. We talked about it yesterday. Taro said perfect size for your all-around rig from Calico Bassin all the way up to Kelp Patty Yellowtail and small, you know, school-size bluefin. Brand new Torium 14 HG reel going to one lucky caller or texter. Another prize, Shimano Talica 12 two-speed. How about that?
Yeah.
We're talking a $600 reel.
Yeah.
Shimano Talica 12 two-speed for one lucky participant of today's show. And then the final prize on this amazing list of killer giveaways is a $300 shopping spree at AFCO.com. And you're going to get to go on a morning's fishing with the master, the Calico master himself, Alex Renzaparis, the sports barber up in Dana Point Sport Fishing. He called and said, hey, man, I want to take somebody fishing. And, man, I mean, you know.
How cool is that?
You know, Uncle Al is the man when it comes to catching Calico bass in Dana Point. And he's going to take one of our lucky listeners out to Calico bass fishing for a little morning Calico run.
How cool is that?
So cool, dude.
Yeah, so you get your new GAFCO gear. You're going to get a code, basically, and go on shopping for $300 shopping spree on AFCO.com, and then you go out with the sports barber out on his boat at Dana Point and go have a fun morning at Calico fishing.
So rad.
With the master.
Yeah, yeah. An unbelievable set of prizes. Pete said it best. It's just going to the best take of the show. We've joked about it plenty, but, man, we love all of it. We love the songs. We love the poems. We love the tips. We love the stories. It's just a fun show celebrating Christmas, celebrating our listeners. It's going to be a very fun time. Again, keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it on track, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to go through a lot of calls and a lot of texts today. And speaking of calls and texts, if you want to get through, it is a very busy morning. But give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. Again, texting the show, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which, as we always say, free download, best way to listen to all the archive shows. If you missed any hot tips from Captain Taro yesterday, you can fire that back up on the archive. Adam does such a killer job posting our archive shows so quickly, and the app is very well run and very easy to use, and it's the only way that you can text in your questions. Please make sure, too, that you include your contact info, where you're texting from, and a phone number to reach you back in case you win one of these amazing prizes we're giving away today.
Yeah, for sure. A side note on our archives and our Apple Podcasts and such like that, we've been having some issues with the podcast getting up at the proper time. The best way to listen is just to download the app.
Totally.
And the app podcasts are always there on the app and available. It's a free app. Just download the app. That's the easiest way. You can download them onto your phone and listen it on demand anytime once you download the app. The Apple thing, we're working on it. I think we have it resolved, but we're working. They changed the software or something like that. I don't know. I don't know.
Not our strong suit.
Above my pay grade on that, but the people that it is in their pay grade, Adam and such, are working very diligently to make sure that those podcasts are up not only on letstalkhookup.com on our archive session, but also on Apple Podcasts.
So
stay tuned. But again, best way to do it, just download the app, and you never have to worry about
it. They'll always be on the app, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into the phone, get this party started.
I'm ready, man. It's been a fun morning and a great start already, and I can't wait to hear from it. Let's start with our great buddy, Ken, who's calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Ken, good morning. Welcome to Let Talk Hook Up, and thanks for getting us started on the Christmas Spectacular.
You betcha. Good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas. This is called A Christmas Memory. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the fleet, not an angler was stirring, not Rock Cod or Pete. The rods were all racked outside the galley with care, in hopes that giant tuna soon would be there. Then up on the deck I heard such a clatter, I jumped to my feet to see what was the matter. And then out on the stern, there was a great sight, giant tuna foaming everywhere and wanting to bite. I pinned on a bait and threw into the night, and it didn't take long for my line to get tight. Now, I know you're all wondering who won this great fight. Well, Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night.
Ken, you are the master, man. Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for a great start there. That's going to be a tough one to beat.
Yeah,
you know, Ken's always got a good take.
Always got a good take and always a fun participant and a great guy. Ken goes on a lot of Let's Talk Hook Up fishing trips, and Ken, love fishing with you, and we've been to a lot of great places and can't wait to keep it rolling for 2024. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Merry Christmas, and that's a good one for sure.
Great way to start.
Yeah.
And just like that, you know, I mean, that's a great example of creative and quick and fast and in and out. Yep. They're going to be a hard one to beat for sure. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Ralph. Ralph's calling us from Menifee this morning. Good morning, Ralph. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, boys. I got another poem to follow up there. So here we go. Let's Talk Hookup, the radio's embrace, guiding us through waves with saltwater's grace. Pete Gray, the captain, with knowledge untold. Rockod Rick Maxa, a fisherman bold, and Corey Sandin, casting dreams in the tide, together they steer on this salty ride. Leaders of the industry, their guests abound, whispering tales where mysteries are found. From seasoned captains to bait shop gurus, their voices unite, bringing knowledge to you. So tune in, dear anglers, cast your ears wide to Let's Talk Hookup, where tales do reside. Explore the depths where the Pacific Ocean roams and discover the secrets of the ocean's unknown. For this radio show, with hosts so sincere, will guide you to waters where dreams become clear. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Wow. Nice. Dude, nice job, man. That was killer.
There's some serious
out of
talent
the gate.
Out there.
Yeah. Ralph, really good job, man. Yeah. That's cool. That takes a lot of time to put something together like that. Nice job, man. That's cool.
Thank you for spending the time and doing that.
That's
a
good one.
We do appreciate that very much. So good stuff there. I found a text here from John and Carson. And let me bring it up. There's a lot of texts coming through already. So, yeah.
Usually,
and,
like, I start scanning through texts when we go to the first our first little break, and I just start trying to glance through, like, man, there's a lot on here.
And I'm not a poem reader, but I'm going to read it anyway. Thanks, John and Carson. Snappers are red, perch are blue. Listening to Pete and Rick and Corey on Let's Talk Hookup is what I like to do. The information they give is great. The stories are cool, too. And if you get a lucky, you might win a prize or two. Have a Merry Fishmas and a Happy New Year. It's a good one.
That's a very good one. Yeah,
very,
nice job,
very well
John.
Done and nice and concise, like we always like to talk about. Yeah. So so before we move into the next one, I got to ask Rockod Rick.
Please.
What's it going to be like here? First Christmas with two boys, right?
we're really pumped. This has been it's been a lot of fun. Yep, first Christmas with two boys. Well, Waylon's doing great. And this has been really cool because it's the first year that Wyatt really gets Christmas, and we're like big, you know, I grew up that way. You know, Christmas was always a really fun, big holiday around our house and our family, and we were always big into the decorations and everything, and we, you know, really kept that tradition going, and Wyatt is just so into it. He's so into it. Loves the Christmas lights, loves the idea that he's getting, you know, some fun stuff under the tree, and yeah, it's just different, man. It's very cool getting to see how excited he is and getting to, you know, getting to participate in all this a second time, but from the other end. It's really, really cool. He's pumped and he's hoping. He's just hoping for a lot of fun stuff. It took a little bit. You know, he's so young that, like, he knows, you know, that there's all a bunch of really fun stuff for him, but he's got to wait until Christmas to open it up. You know, he's still one. He'll be two soon. So, but gets it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's really fun. I can't wait. It's going to be really fun Christmas time. Can't
wait.
It's
going to be fun for sure. You know, Ben Pinard got an amazing Christmas gift this year from John Ireland. I was talking to Steve Pinard yesterday, and he was the proud recipient of the ring game from Rancho Leonero. A piece of history. Right?
I mean,
I mean, if anybody went to Rancho Leonero, you probably played the ring swing game that was in the bar there at Rancho Leonero. And when Stephen and I down there for the grand finale party, Stephen asked, hey, John, has anybody laid claim to this? Because Ben would love to have it. John brought it up for Steve and presented it to Ben as a great Christmas gift. So I guess it's going to be a party at the Pinards for the ring game. Right?
All right, I'm in.
At some point, right? He's going to have to put that up somewhere, prestige, and get there. So,
so
I just thought that was really cool and something I know that our listeners probably.
Oh, I mean, all of us.
What happened to the ring game?
You don't go into that.
You know,
you don't go into that bar without swinging the string and trying to hook the ring, and
that's
you know, like that. Yeah, it's really cool. And
yeah,
I'm stoked that it's going to carry on and have some more fun.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. Phones are 100% packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Daniel. He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just have a recommendation for fishermen.
Please.
But, because it happened to me, I always try to pair your rod with the correct reel because I was underground one time. I had the right reel but the wrong rod, and it just took me forever to bring the fish in. So always match your rod with the right reel when you went out there for bluefin or big yellowtail.
That's a great, great, great call, Daniel. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
And thanks for the call and participating. Yeah, no doubt about it. There's nothing, you know, especially this year, we've been so blessed to have so much of this big fish. And, you know, in the cycle before we were in with all this big bluefin, when it was, you know, our albacore days and our school-sized tuna, you could get away with so much more. You know, if the rod wasn't right, you're kind of fine. If the line was a little bit old, you're probably fine. If the reel was a little funky, you were probably fine. But now that, you know, when we were talking with Captain Taro yesterday, when you're talking about tuna that are averaging 50 to 70 pounds and chances at 100 pounders, and the bigger that fish is, boy, the more shallow your gear needs to be. And it's a great tip, Daniel. Yeah. Appreciate it very much.
All right. So while we're on that subject, Rick, we are giving away a Torium 14
yeah.
HD. What are you going to match that with?
I love the call that Taro had yesterday. Cals for me, Calstar GG 270 8-foot heavy would be a fantastic choice. One of those new IMX Pro offshores, you know, like that 8-foot, 25-pound rod.
Yeah.
I really like a
beautiful
lot.
Rod.
If you wanted a really nice rod, you know, keeping with what's so nice about Torium is high quality without breaking the bank. You know, a Torium you can pick up for under $300. Fish is great, great free spool, great drag. So if you wanted a rod that was a really nice complement but also didn't break the bank, I might think about one of those Terramars as well. Terramar has really nice guides, really nice grips. They're West Coast fast action, great rods, but again, under, you know, in that mid to lower $200 range, that might be a really nice choice. Terramar 80H or a Terramar 80MH would be a really nice choice for that as well.
And what power pro are you going to put on it?
I'm a 50-pound guy for my small reels like that. Yeah, 50-pound
power pro.
Yeah, and you know, and then let your comfort level decide how long of a top shot you want to fish.
Right.
I would say our most common day in and day out top shot length for guys that fish on sport boats seems to be about a boat length of monofilament. You know, call it 60 to 100 feet of mono seems to be a very common top shot. Gives you enough that you get a good cast off the reel, you get some stretch, but you don't have a lot of drag in the water when you're bait swimming line off the reel. You know, we see top shots these days as short as 3 or 4 feet, and, you know, we see the whole spool full. But, you know, I would say day in and day out, that seems to have really kind of taken hold as the most common. It's about a boat length's worth of mono on top of your Power Pro.
So there you go. If you're a lucky recipient of that Shimano Torium 14HG, now you know what to do with it.
You got it, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's the Christmas Spectacular. If you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090, or keep those texts coming on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We got a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Hello, anglers. It's not often second chances become reality when we are fishing. However, sometimes a second chance happens when you least expect it. This is Tim with Friends of Rollo, and several years ago we raffled off Rollo's custom Calstar jig stick. The winner, Cliff Friend, was a longtime supporter of the Rollo program, and the family has just donated this rod back to us. Friends of Rollo is going to give someone a second chance to own Rollo's personal jig stick. Entering Rollo's rod raffle is easy. Simply purchase a book of 2024 grand raffle tickets, and you will get an entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on December 24th. What better Christmas present to give yourself than a piece of fishing history? Books and tickets are $200, and Friends of Rollo will give each person that buys a book 5 tickets free. Tickets can be purchased by contacting us at win@rollokids.org or by calling 951-264-7382. On behalf of all of us at Friends of Rollo, good luck.
End the year with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 15th, 2023, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 4 50 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Add a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends December 15th, 2023. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time already, man. So cool to see the Christmas Spectacular do what it always does. The phones are just absolutely insanely packed up, and there's so many great texts to go through.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be a great one.
There's one line open right now from what I see,
well,
unless it hasn't been posted yet.
I'm guessing there's one line that just been hasn't updated
hasn't
because
updated.
Poor JP is running so
crazy.
Yeah,
he's running hot.
But you're right. It is possible.
Yeah.
We have an open line right now.
Keep trying. 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phone.
That sounds good to me, man. How about we talk to Arnie? He's called us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete and Ricky, and Merry Christmas to everybody. I got a little thing I want to read you here, okay? All right. Every year we have events in our lives that impact us all. Some bring us sadness and loss. Others bring us joy and happiness. There are lessons we can learn from what happens around us during the year. In the hustle and bustle of our lives, we should slow down and take a look around. Take in what's going on in our interaction with our friends and family. We may miss things that we wind up regretting later on. Here are a few highs and lows that happened in my life this year. I became a great uncle once again. A couple friends welcomed children into their family as well. I was made VP of San Diego Rod and Reel, and since some of the board, especially Mary Rogers Belanger, stalked me into it, I was a bit apprehensive, but they made sure I kept my head screwed on and I did a good job. And then there were the tougher things. We were all hoping for our good friend, Gary Vanderlyke Sr., a.k.a. the Cowboy, to get back to being healthy, to see him smile and enjoy seeing his friends. It was hard to go see him and tell his health was deteriorating. Cowboy's time with us on Earth came to an end in the fall, but he lives on in our hearts. Longtime member of San Diego Rod and Reel, Fox Ludwig, passed away of a heart attack while lobster fishing in early October. Fox was a gregarious man and was passionate about our club. He was a great loss for our club and would be forever remembered. And then there was the loss of some of our pets. To us WHO parents, that's human mom and dads. They are truly part of our families. First was Duke. My friend Dan Walsh is a 140-pound Newfoundland. He was a friendly goofball. That was until he thought he was a lap dog and would try to sit in my lap. And then there was our Nami. From her days of stealing a pork chop off my plate, finding numerous ways to escape our yard, finding her head deep in a bag of French fries, she would always make Jody and I laugh. Lots of my fishing friends would love to see her advance and would ask where she was if we didn't bring her. Jody would tell me she would wait patiently at the back door or look out the window to our driveway when I went on fishing trips. At the landing,
okay,
she would literally...
Arnie. Sorry, Merry Christmas.
We love you, Arnie.
Hey, love you, Arnie. A lot of great sentiments there, but...
You just... Yeah.
You violated the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
sorry.
A great message,
but
and we appreciate
message.
You, Arnie.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, we did have some very fun text to read, and I wanted to read this great one, I thought, from Brian in San Diego. It says, this is a Christmas memory. My dad was a big fisherman, and every Christmas when we'd have people over for dinner, my mom would say, Tom, say a prayer. And my dad would always announce, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, see which guy can catch the most. At which point, we would all bust out laughing. It's my favorite memory at Christmas time. Merry Christmas to all the Let's Talk Hookup listeners out there. And that was from Brian in San Diego.
That is
good. I like it, Brian.
Really good, Brian. Well done and concise and well said. And what a cool message, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, what a cool message. Well, phones are packing up. 213-432-1090. JP's a busy guy over there. Let's jump back in the phone.
That sounds good to me, man. Let's talk to Gary. Gary's calling us from Palm Desert this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning and Merry Christmas to everybody. Hey, listen, just before I get started, nobody asked me for my phone number. Am I in trouble here?
Well, I think he has it. So he'll have it there.
Okay, good. Hey, I got a
caller ID. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good. That's what I thought. Okay, this is a fishing tip that I got wind of. I don't know if it's a secret. It's not on YouTube yet. Something I heard about, got wind of it from a boat down in HM Landing. It is a variation of the standard dropper loop, but the variation is takeoff on the freshwater drop shot rig. And I'll just tell you how it works, though I've never seen it. I heard that you get an 8-aught ring hook. You tie your main line to the ring. You tie your sinker to the other end with a low profile knot. And then you nose hook your mackerel and you drop it down the bottom just like you would a normal drop shot. I guess the beauty of it is because there's no loop, there's no line twist. And I have heard that the fish have no trouble eating it, and I can't wait to try it in June. What do you think?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And you can drop it down fast.
That's the real beauty. Yeah.
Yeah. No twist. So, hey, good.
Yeah,
good
totally, Gary.
Great tip, Gary. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump right back into them. How about this time we talk to Greg? Greg's calling from San Clemente this morning. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Gentlemen, Merry Christmas. I've got a song here, but first of all, I've got a disclaimer. This is totally imaginary. It's a made-up scenario. It did not happen. And also my apologies to the Beach Boys. Reel them up, Gundy's gonna cut your line. It happened on the beach where the sand is wide. Two cool anglers standing side by side. Well, one was named Gundy and the other was Pete. They were casting out their lines in their cold, wet feet. Reel them up, Gundy's gonna cut your line. Declining catches at an even rate. At the count of one, they said, forget this bait. The sand crabs they're using are as hard as hell, and the mussels and clams are really starting to smell. Reel them up, Gundy's going to cut your line. Pete's got a big one and is starting to scream, but Gundy isn't pleased. He had a real big dream. He has a secret plan that's boiling in his head, and Pete's big fish might as well be dead. Reel them up, Gundy's going to cut your line. Merry Christmas, guys.
Well done.
Perfect, Greg.
Yeah,
nice Jerry, job.
Yeah. There, you did the Beach Boys proud.
Yeah, I like it, Greg.
Nice job. Nice job, for
fun.
Sure. For sure. Hey, you know, Rick, we talked about rod for the Torium 14 HG. Let's talk about the rod for the Talica 12 two-speed that somebody's going to rent.
That rod changes a lot based on what you're doing and what you like.
I can tell you what I like.
Please.
I like that G. Loomis IMX Pro offshore.
The 7.5 footer?
Seven and a half footer, yeah. That's like a 50 to 80 pound rod.
I watched you catch
super lightweight.
I watched you catch like a 80-90 pounder bluefin on the Islander this year. Just,
right.
I mean, I hate to say it, but like pretty effortlessly, and that's what good matched tackle does for you. The rod does the lifting, the reel makes the power, and you just be the guy to turn the handle. And you had an 80-90 pounder and. It was 15 minutes, 20 minutes, like without breaking a sweat on that fish. Man, mine, I fish a Talica 12 on a CalStar. It's a slightly unique blank. Like most people are very familiar with the 700 series of the CalStar Graphiters. That's their 7 foot bait rods. My favorite for my Talica 12 is a 7400. And CalStar numbering, like way back in the day, you know, you had 660s and then you'd have 6460s. And any time that there was a 4 in the second number position, that designated that the rod was of a faster taper.
Oh.
So you had a 665 and you have a 6465.
Uh-huh.
It was like the 6 foot series of rods. And then if there was a 4, it was a faster taper. It was a six series of rods, and then the number 4 was the designated that it was faster, and then 6-0 was the 6-footer, and then 6-5 was a 6.5. So you could have a 665, which meant the series 6, 6.5 foot, or a 6465 is the series 6, fast tapered 6.5. Anyways, I like the CalStar Graphiter. I like the 7400H.
Okay.
Very similar to a 700H, but it's a little bit faster. If you were comparing the two in the tackle store when you're bending the rods, the 7400 stops bending maybe 1 to 1.5 guides quicker than the regular 700H does. You get into the backbone a little bit faster, and we're doing so much fishing these days utilizing the rail. There's just a little bit more of the rod providing lift. There's just a little bit more guts to it, and I really like it, and that's my favorite, is the 7400H. That's what I'm fishing on my TAC 12.
Because you can put it on the rail, and you still have lots of backbone.
Not that you couldn't on a 700H, but it's just a little bit more. A little more lifting power, a little more oomph to it.
Sure.
And in my opinion, it's a great 50-pound rod, and that's what I really like fishing on my TAC 12 is, you know, 40-50, so that's what I got. But again, lots of great options. I love that IMX that you're fishing. Lots of really good
super
choices.
Super lightweight. What about Power Pro? What are you going to put on that Talica 12?
See, that's tough too. If I was picking one, I might pick an 80-pound Max Quattro.
Yeah.
Talica 12 is a skinnier reel, which I like, you know, but you don't get the same line capacity as you do on a 16. Talica 12 is like really on the bubble because that reel's got enough guts that you could catch 150, you know, you could catch 150 pounder,
sure.
But you need the line to do it with still. And that reel makes more than enough drag to fish 60 pound, but it doesn't hold a tremendous amount of line, being that it's skinny and it fits in your hands real good. So the advantage of Max Quattro is you could fish an 80 pound strength of Power Pro, but get the diameter of 65. So you're going to be on the positive side of 400 yards of line of 80-pound strength,
right.
Which is, you know, so now you can...
So you could put a 60-pound top shot if you need. You can put an 80-pound top shot on.
Yep, or a 40-pound top shot and still have plenty of line and it'd be appropriate. So it really, like, gives you a lot of duty across the board with that reel. Because, you know, the beginning part of the season, you might be using that thing to sinker rig, fish big ones, and the end of the season, you might be using it as a 40-pound fly line outfit.
Right.
And it could do, you know, it could do those duties just fine.
Yeah, great.
That's
all right,
my
good suggestion. Thanks, Rick, for that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Yeah, how about this time we talked to Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Robert, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Same to you.
So every week my wife says, hey, you guys, you're going to go hang out with your fishing buddies, and that's the way I see it. You guys are my fishing friends, and I get all my information from you. So there are good ships and there are wood ships. There are ships that sail the sea, but the best ships are friendships, and may they always be. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Very nice.
Robert, perfect.
Really good, man.
That's rad.
That's the perfect message, a great Christmas message, and friends are important, and friends are what we make when we go fishing. And that's what's
so cool. I feel the
same way. Yeah,
our audience for sure is buds, and, you know, live broadcasts and just getting to spend the weekend with everybody. And
absolutely.
It's always fun. You know, I get to see people more often because, you know, usually guys are coming down a trip or two throughout the year, and it's always fun meeting at the tackle store. And, you know, hey, I'm Matt from La Mesa. I'm Chuck from Dana Point. You know, it's always good to get to put a face to the name.
Yeah. I'm captured in my little box here, so I don't get as much exposure as you do. But, yes, our fishing friends, you guys and gals out there that listen to Let's Talk Hookup, we're very, very just – thrilled to be associated with you. Such a great group of people, and thankful for all the great support that you've given us over the years. But yeah, you get to see a lot of the listeners.
Yeah, I get an unfair amount because everybody's going fishing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
hey
right.
Man, what was that Seaguar Gold we were talking
that's
about last week?
The whole idea. For sure. Hey, I found a great text here, and let me bring it up here. It's from Jimmy and Sam Marcos, and bear with me as I read it because it's a little lengthier than normal, but it's within the bounds. Okay. Through the year with our lines cast wide, we learned from Mark Wish, our sea bass guide. Then Tim on the Royal Star did steer chasing tuna far and near. Dave Hansen chimed in with grin so sly, don't chase sport boats, give it a try. And his kill bag quip made us all flip as we laugh under the open sky as the year ends now, draws to a near. We reflect on our joy and cheer. With each fish we've caught, it's not just a fight we sought, but the friendship that we hold dear. Love you guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Jim and Sam Marcos.
That's really great.
A great message, Jimmy. And, you know, I'm sorry I kind of butchered your great lyrics there, but we got the message for sure.
That's rad.
Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that.
Well, why don't we jump into the phones? And speaking of Matt and La Mesa, let's talk to Matt and La Mesa.
The Matt and La Mesa, huh?
Matt, I'm glad you made it through. I know you always put a lot of effort into the Christmas Spectacular, and it's always good to hear from you. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you guys. 2023 is all but done. The Santas are here with big bags of fun. Santa Rick and Dallas have one more. Now they are a beautiful family of four. Carpal Tunnel tried to take Santa Pete down. Watch out, Bluefin. He'll be back around. Santa Mark says he sees ghosts. Just buy his book. You'll fish better than most. And as much as we wish we could all stay, the cowboy saddled up and gently rode away. So thank you, boys, for taking my call. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Whoa, good job. He always has a good take.
Always on point,
yeah.
Buddy.
You know, I think he drives around in that FedEx truck and just, like, dreams this stuff up. Is that true, Matt?
Hey, man, however it works, he's doing it right.
He's got it right, yeah. Thanks, Matt.
Good
appreciate
job, buddy.
That. Merry Christmas to you, for sure. That does free up a line at 213-432-1090 open right now.
Hey, it's been a very busy morning. Lots of fun. Always love hearing it. When we come back, we're going to do a whole lot more. You're listening to the Christmas Spectacular. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. On the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to tell you about the 2024 Hall Family Shows. The first show is the Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, January 25th to the 28th. This is a new date for this world-famous show and California's largest outdoor recreation event. The second show is the Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th to the 18th. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, and biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. And finally, the Bart Hall Boat Show, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Fairplex in Pomona. California's premier boat show with acres of every kind of boat and marine accessory. We want to thank our sponsors, Progressive, Mammoth Lakes, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Tumbic Lake, Okuma Fishing Tackle, Ram and Jeep Vehicles, Shimano, Costa, Daiwa, the Southern California and San Diego County Ford Dealers, Turner's Outdoorsman, Fisherman's Landing, Bob Sands Fishing Tackle, John Petty, the Angler's Custom Goldsmith. We'll see you at the shows.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun with you. And if you want to be a part of the show this morning, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it. Pete, exactly like you were saying, yeah, the ratio of texts is, it's too great.
Yeah.
Keep calling.
Keep calling. Yeah, we have
keep
so
calling,
many.
I'm not good at reading somebody's poem.
And you know what? We so sincerely appreciate
awesome,
everybody's
man.
Effort. So many good takes
it's
right
crazy.
Now. Ricky and I are kind of going through it like, man, we got so many.
Yeah.
But there are a huge panel of judges here we have in the world. Here.
Sure. And we haven't even talked about anybody's here.
Yeah, all the people that are dialing here, they're listening. They're kind of putting their scorecards together. So lots of good scores already, but keep them coming, all right? 213-432-1090. Keep the text coming, but certainly the phone, it's going to be more of a phone call driven show than text show. We'll read the text when we can. And in the meantime, it's time to find out what's biting out there,
you
right?
You got it, bro.
The fish are still biting.
Damn right they are. We're going to hear about it right now because it's time for the catch report and the best quality, easy in and out, and the lowest prices around. We all know it. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get the low prices on gas and diesel for your car, truck, or your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all of the great things you need for an awesome day on the water, plus you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. You can say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. It's Summit Gasoline for Let's Talk Hookup listeners. It's always the lowest prices right at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And free ice.
What a cool sponsor, partnership, fun people Summit has been.
Yeah.
And I mean, you want to talk about getting to see our Let's Talk Hookup listeners when I'm at the tackle store. I mean, you want to talk about the most common thing I hear. Hey, man, what a rad deal that was. I went to Summit, I filled up, got the boat in the back of the truck right now, and I got 100 pounds of free ice. They're so cool about it.
Yeah.
And it's not just something they do as a hookup. They're excited to do it for us, too. It's just an awesome partnership and really fun.
Very grateful.
There.
And Finn Moeller, the owner there, is such an awesome guy. And Martha, the manager, just they're wonderful
people. Cool people, for sure.
And they love Let's Talk Hookup, and they're such huge supporters of the fishing industry. And it's the best place to get gas for your boat or your car or your truck because it's easy in and out, and your boat trailer will fit in, easy to get out of there.
Full straight pull throughs.
And the price. Can't beat the price. Summit Gasoline.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what is biting out there. We got our good buddy, Captain Brian Woolley, is on the line. What's up, Woolley? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Good stuff this morning. Guys are a little slow on the buzzers today, huh?
We're
going to have to heat them up.
Yeah. There's been some good ones, though.
Some good ones, though, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. No
are
doubt.
You,
well, good morning, you guys.
Are you going to sing a song or a poem today?
No.
He's more of a haiku kind of guy.
He's a haiku guy.
Yeah. Classic. Yeah, no, I've got a report for you, though. We'll keep it short and simple, too, so I don't get the buzzer here. But half-day fishing, it's kind of strange. Like, remember at the very beginning of the season we were saying, like, stuff was just kind of delayed getting going. It's like we were a month behind. It's like now we're kind of on the other end of that. We're, like, riding out a fall that's just been phenomenal fishing. You know, it hasn't stopped. This bass fishing on our half days, the water's still in the mid or low 60s, 62, 63, and it's just set up some really good opportunity, you know, still catching calico bass on a fly line sardine in this water. It's been really good for that, and the sand bass on the bottom with the sinker setups has been working well, too. The sheephead fishing has just been bananas. The guys getting out there with the clam and the shrimp have had no problem catching a couple of those to take home. It's just been an impressive late fall, early winter for us on the half-day front. Just there's no other way to put it. It's just been very good. The three-quarter day fishing, still the bottom fishing this week. Very good opportunity on the mixed cod, on the live baits, and the 80 to 120 gram jigs as well. We had one day we were able to get out to the 14 and fished out there. Really good quality on those bank rock fish and the chilies out there. Day or two of some uphill current pushing here on the local rock fish area made things a little tricky. Yesterday we were out there, but still plenty going in the bags, sculpin, whitefish, even some sand bass out in that deeper water as well. Things have just been really fun, and, you know, we got, what, about a week left of this rockfish. So my advice is get out there, come out with us, and catch a few before it closes. Our lobster hoop net trips on the Reel Fun, those guys killed it this week as well. Plenty of keeper lobster going home with those guys, and hundreds, yeah, legit hundreds catch and release. You know, just lobster is just short, so it's been very good. I think the rain certainly helped out with that.
For sure.
And then finally, you know, I just put in a plug for our halibut derby starting on January 5th. We're stoked to get after it. Is, you know, we've had some of our guys in their off time take the boats out and go kind of poke around and, you know, kind of pre-fish and find some zones where things are looking kind of good for the halibut derby. So we're amped to get that rolling coming up. There's still some spots available on that January 5th trip, but that's a Friday. That'll fill up, though, for sure. So if you guys want to hop on that, certainly make a reservation to save your spot there and to come out this week. We're going to be busy, I think, with the holiday break. So weather looks amazing up until maybe the end of the week. There's a little bit of wind or something in the forecast, but the whole week looks really good. So
yeah.
Give us a call here. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can always link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page or hit us online at danawharf.com and make those reservations from there.
Wow. You know what? You would win the top prize for fishing reports today. That's for sure. For sure.
No doubt.
Hold it off.
So awesome, man. Merry Christmas to you. So well done. And we appreciate all you do. And we'll look forward to next week's report, which is going to be New Year's Eve.
Well, Willie, how are we talking about fly line and baits for calico bass in December?
It's crazy. It's just that everything has just been extended. You know, it's just, like we say, we run out of fishermen before we run out of fish. It seems like the case everywhere.
Yet again, you know, the one thing a lot of us were nervous about was, okay, we got this major wind and rain event, and it's going to, you know, they were claiming it's going to rain 4 inches in San Diego. Yeah. And yet again, like it blew 20 for about 15 or 20 minutes, yeah. And it's been overcast and cool, and we got a little bit of rain. But, I mean, for sure not the season-ending, season-destroying
type of
weather event either. I mean, we're going to get right back to – we got, you know, good weather coming the next few days. We're going to get right back to catching.
Big swell coming toward the end of the week.
It's been good.
That could help too, right?
It'll all help. And what's funny, and sorry it don't take much time, is, you know, these sand bass and this bass that we're catching, a lot of times we pull them – get them up to get the hook out. The fish are cold, you know what I mean, this time of year?
Yeah.
They're not cold. So that water isn't, you know, 62 degrees on the surface. It's, you know, that thermocline is down quite a ways, and that fish is still active and warm. So good sign. It could all change with one storm, like you said, but we're going to ride it out here for sure. So
can you say El Nino?
I mean,
we're looking forward to something like that, right?
Yeah.
Precursor.
A storm is gonna have its way with it at some point, but that point hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So we're gonna keep catching them until it does.
Yeah, and
Roger.
You know, I don't know that you heard the Sports Barber's donation to the prize package today, but somebody's lucky enough to go out of Dana Point with the man, the Sports Barber, and go
California
for a morning, huh?
Nice. Well, yeah, if we're close by, they swing by and we'll load them up with a couple burritos and some beers, too. So,
there you go. A little bonus.
Sweet. Right on.
Pot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, as always, bro, so great to hear from you. An awesome report. And want to wish you and the whole family at Dana Wharf a very Merry Christmas. Willie, appreciate everything.
Got it. Thanks, guys. You guys have a great Christmas, and I'll pass that on. Have a great day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Talk to you next Sunday. And
see you guys.
I have while we're waiting for Gundy, I have a quick test here from Chris in Pismo Beach, listening to us up north there. Of course, on the cool thing about Pismo Beach is you can listen on the Mightier 1090 as well as the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is pretty cool because the Mightier 1090 goes up there. And it's a question, actually. I always wanted to go to Rancho Lanero, but I was never able to make the trip. Now that they've closed, goes, can you make a recommendation, similar type of destination to Baja and similar feel where I can take a trip with my son this year? You know, there's nothing like Rancho Leonero, but if I were to recommend something, it would be Playa del Sol.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great place. It's in the town of Los Barriles, right there next to Palmas de Cortez. But the cool thing about it, you still have the same fishing.
Yeah.
They have the Van Warmer Resorts
same
boats.
Water, you know.
Same water. And you have that small feel of the small resort, beachfront resort. And I love Playa del Sol. It's really cool. It's very affordable.
Really good coffee bar.
Yeah. But the options are, too, is you can eat at the hotel, or you can walk across the street and have numerous restaurants to choose from when you come back from your fishing trip. So,
go down to Smokey's and get a killer shrimp taco.
Right,
that's always fun.
Yeah. So Playa del Sol would be my recommendation.
Let me throw one more out there in that I'm in total agreement with you, and that's probably the best spot that's the most similar because you're going to get that same fishing. If the style of fishing was less your concern, but more the atmosphere, also don't count out Loreto. Loretto's like a
beautiful.
You know, Loreto's got that old school feel. The thing that I think all of us love so much about the ranch was that old Baja feel, and there's still a lot available in Loreto, you know, some smaller spots. The fishing is not the same. You're farther to the north. There's some great fishing to be had in Loreto, but that would be another thing to kind of keep on your list.
Nice.
And if you're a longtime Rancho Leonero person and, you know, hey, this is freeing you up to try something new, maybe throw that in your things of to try, because we were the same way. If Dallas and I had a weekend to spare, we weren't going to try something else. We were going to the ranch because we knew how much we loved it. But you know what? This is freeing up a weekend in Baja, and we're going to try some new spots.
Right. But the advantage of Playa del Sol is that you're all taken care of. The boats,
totally.
The food, everything. It's not all inclusive. I mean, meals are optional now, but you can make it a part of the package. So versus Loreto, where you have to find the hotel, you have to find the boat, you know, the transportation, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So if you go to Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol,
it's
all taken care of by the booking office and Eddie and Shannon and the whole group.
And it's seamless.
It's
seamless. I mean, those guys are very fast, very easy, been doing it forever. Yeah. And you can, the cool thing too with any of the Van Warmer resorts, you can really pick the level at which you want to do it on.
Right.
Playa del Sol, you can still have two fishing buds that are sharing a room and fish inexpensive boats and do an awesome Baja trip and catch a bunch of killer fish without spending a ton of dough. Or you could stay in a, you know, in a luxury suite and fish a high-end cruiser or anywhere in between.
Right. So, Chris, thanks a lot for listening to us from Pismo Beach, and Merry Christmas to you. We've got the man.
Let's continue on.
Guru Gundy Gunderson. Good morning, Gundy.
Yo, Gundy.
Pick you up, Gundy.
Looks like we might have lost him there.
Well, let's jump into the phones while we're waiting to have somebody else give us a great take. There is a line open if you want to get through. 213-432-1090.
Surprising line open. Let's jump in and talk to Ryan. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Ryan, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, I guess we have an issue. So let's just go ahead and take a break.
You know, we had this last time. We had such crazy phone calls for Christmas Spectacular
broke the system.
That we did. But
yeah.
looks like we do have Gundy back. So why don't we try to continue on with our catch report and talk to the man. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Merry Christmas.
There he is.
Hey, what's up, brother?
How's everyone?
We're great, man. That was
I hear you do that trip with the sports barber. The first thing he does is anchors up and cuts your hair.
That'd be perfect.
Best cut in
town. Yeah, you get the nice view and everything. But, hey, let me tell you something about the sports barber. He knows every rock, stone, you know, wreck in Capo Bay Plus. His knowledge, he seems unassuming, but he knows his stuff.
No doubt about it, man. You talk about a dedicated guy that, you know, at this point, like, he's got to have some of those bass named on some of those spots. Uncle Al's got the bass dialed up there for sure.
How about his generosity for throwing that in for one of our listeners? Just really cool deal.
I thought that was really
totally cool. That's him and the T, man. He's a good guy.
He's a good man.
Hey, for a report, you know, we did get that rain, but, you know, the thing, again, was that really good barred perch fishing, and I got reports all the way down through the South Bay area, Hermosa and stuff, and some good fishing. Not the same quality, maybe fish up to 10, 12 inches on that southern edge, and then San Diego way, Orange County way, a lot of small perch. But up there, those traditional spots, you know, from Gaviota, Muscle Shoals, Goleta, Fifth Street, Santa Claus Lane, all very good barred perch fishing up there. It took a little hiccup with the weather, but I would expect that to bounce back. So if you want a wall hanger, you know, it's a pretty good time of the year. And then finally, I just want to say, you know, Merry Christmas. And it's I just love being part of this family you got here, Pete. And it's just such a ritual every week to turn on that radio and just listen to your buddies, you know what I mean? So I appreciate being a part of it, and look forward to next year and more good fishing.
For sure. Thank you, Gundy, for all your great contributions to Let's Talk Hookup. You're part of the team.
Totally,
and
part of the family.
We're very, very grateful for you being here every week and the hard work that you do for us and our listeners.
And Gundy, I mean, I'll say it again, we hear it all the time, whether it be at, you know, shows or events or whatever, like, man, I love Gundy's report, it's so complete, and, you know, you cover such a wide area of the coast, and when the fishing's slow, you're quick with a tip and quick with a side note, and man, I'm the same, I love it every year, and a very Merry Christmas, and thanks for everything, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate those nice comments, and we'll talk to you next week, huh?
For sure.
Appreciate that, Gundy. Thanks, very much. That's going to wrap up.
Great show, by the way.
Thanks, buddy. Want to remind you, that, man, if you still need a quick one, the 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendar is available right now, and it is a perfect Christmas gift for a fisherman in your family. They're not expensive. You're going to use it all year long. They're available at all the local tackle stores and landings. They're loaded with great photos, information, and the very best tide charts. Get your calendars today. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
There are certain places on this earth that are very special, and I am blessed to have a fishing lodge in one of them. Hi, this is Valerie Hillbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in Sandspit, Haida-Gwaii, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge embarking from the Sandspit Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure from our fully enclosed cabin boats, untouched, unspoiled fishing grounds, stunning scenery, to the delicious meals, personalized service received throughout your entire trip. We strive to make your adventure an experience that encompasses world-class fishing for Chinook salmon, halibut, lingcod, and so much more. Our goal is to connect you to nature through fishing, and that's just what we do at Queen Charlotte Safaris. You will be greeted warmly and welcomed at our well-appointed lodge. We'll receive you as friends and send you off as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family for many years to come. You will come for the fishing. You will come back for the memories. Give us a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website, qcsafaris.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.